Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Pope Francis addressed a crowd of tens of thousands outside Philadelphia's Independence Hall on Saturday, calling for people of all religions to stand up for their freedoms. He said, in a world where modern tyranny seeks to suppress religious freedom and use religion as a pretext for hatred and brutality. Francis also said Americans should avoid repeating past mistakes and that people of all faiths should join together to stand up for respect and dignity of others. Saturday night, the Pope spoke to crowds gathered for the Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families. United States sees a major opportunity in diplomatic talks at the UN to end the bloodshed in Syria and Yemen and to make progress toward achieving peace. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry gave that optimistic assessment following his talks in New York on Saturday with Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. Zarif said he plans to focus on implementation of the nuclear agreement between Iran and the major world powers, including the United States. A suspect in the destruction of buildings in Mali's ancient city of Timbuktu, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, has been handed over to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. ICC prosecutors said Ahmad Al-Faqi Al-Mahdi was a zealous member of the armed Islamic extremist group Ansar Dine. Prosecutors said the attacks in 2012 were a direct assault on the population, on their history, and on their religion. This is VOA News. In the aftermath of the failed coup in Burkina Faso, questions are being raised on how to get the electoral process back on track. The vote, initially scheduled for October the 11th, contributed to the political turmoil. Emily Yob has details.
The streets of Burkina Faso's capital city, Ouagadougou, are busy again as people try to move on from the events of September 16th, which paralyzed all economic activity for a week. The transitional government, led by interim president Michel Kafando, met Friday, 2 days after he announced he was back in charge. The decision was made to dissolve the presidential guard, the RSP, the elite unit which was behind the failed coup. The RSP has said it wanted inclusive elections and a reversal of a decree taken by transitional authorities a week earlier that barred some former members of ex-president Blaise Compaoré's government from running. The transitional government also agreed to investigate the failed coup, which killed 11 people, while dismissing the putschist call for an amnesty. The election, initially set for October 11th, is likely to be delayed. Emily Yap from Ouagadougou.
Chinese President Xi Jinping has pledged his country will contribute $2 billion to a new global assistance fund to help poor countries' development. In his address on Saturday to the Sustainable Development Summit at the UN, Xi also said China will establish an international center to facilitate studies and exchanges by countries in relation to development and will propose creating a global energy internet to help meet the global power demand with clean alternatives. Xi also scheduled to address the UN General Assembly's annual debate, which begins on Monday. Thousands more migrants, many of them from Syria and Iraq, streamed into Croatia on Saturday. The influx, described by authorities as unprecedented, came a day after Croatia lifted its border blockade with Serbia, ending a week-long standoff that had severely strained relations between the two Balkan countries. Officials expect the number of migrants arriving in Europe this year to reach at least 800,000. More than 2 billion people will have the opportunity early Monday to witness a rare celestial event when a so-called supermoon combines with a total lunar eclipse. The midpoint of that eclipse in Europe and Africa will occur between midnight and dawn in the western skies. A supermoon occurs when a full moon coincides with the moon's closest point to Earth. That makes the moon appear bigger and brighter in the sky. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama introduced a new campaign focusing on education for girls around the world at the Global Citizen Festival in New York City. Mrs. Obama asked the audience to tweet photos of themselves with the hashtag 62 million girls.
That's the latest world news from VOA.